Michigan wins again at home. Homecoming, 42-21 against a very good Maryland offense. They shut them down, and we will break this down and more coming up on In the Trenches.
Let's go In the Trenches with John Jansen. The former Wolverines captain and Michigan Sports Hall of Famer will take you inside the locker room with players and coaches.
Mason beats a tackler at the one and carries him into the end zone.
It was all over the place where players making plays.
DPJ tightroping down the sideline for a Wolverine score.
We came to play, man, and to show each and every play, I'm so proud of our offense and our team as a whole.
Once again, here's John Jansen.
A lot of big-time performances today. Shea Patterson, his best performance, 19 of 27, 282 yards. Zach Gentry, 7 catches, 112 yards. This is a performance that we'll be talking about for some time. But let's bring in Brian Bush. Brian.
Yeah, John, a lot to like from this one. You pointed out a few of the keys to victory. Who and what else stood out?
Well, I thought it was a very consistent victory. I thought the run game, obviously, with Caron Higdon, he had 30 carries last week, 25 carries this week. He's really established himself as the go-to back, been very consistent. I thought the backs did a great job of pass protecting out of the backfield, as well as our offensive line. I thought they were very good, not only pushing around the front of the defensive line and giving Shea Patterson as much time as possible. And then you go over to the other side of the ball, and I'm not really sure that I'm going to say anything that wasn't obvious, because it was a dominant performance. And whenever you shut down a team and they're not able, you know, and their specialty is the run game, and they're not able to get 100 yards until you know, late in the second half in garbage time, that is an impressive performance.
Yeah, it sure was, though it wasn't a blowout from the get-go. In fact, early second quarter, Maryland led 7-3, and the Terps had the football in Michigan territory, but the Wolverines forced a punt, and a bit later, finally got a big play.
Patterson fakes to Higdon, back to throw, lots of time. Throwing deep for Collins down the middle of the field, and Collins has it! Flags are thrown, but this is going to be against Maryland, and inside the Maryland 30 to the 27-yard line goes Nico Collins.
A few plays after that.
Here's the give to Mason up the middle, and Mason meets a tackler at the one and carries him into the end zone. Touchdown by the bench. Trey Watson tried, but the bench ran through him, and the Wolverines take the lead.
The culmination of an 11-play, 95-yard drive. Michigan was in front by 3. Then another big stop, another big drive. 12 plays, 64 yards, capped off by...
They fake to Higdon. Rolling left is Patterson looking, throwing back his body over the middle. He's got his man! It's a 5! A dive! Touchdown, Ronnie Bell!
And I think there's going to be a roughing the passer call. Shea Patterson got drilled when he threw that football. I mean, he got knocked into the next zip code.
Boom, just like that, from 7-3 Maryland to 17-7 Michigan heading into halftime. And John, it all started with that Shea to Nico hookup.
It did. And when you talk about putting together a 95-play drive, that's one of those feathers in the cap that the offensive line, that the offense can put in their memory bank to say, hey, when they get in that position, we've done this before. This field doesn't look as long as it seems. We can take some big chunks. We can really make something happen here. It doesn't mean that we're backed up and we're not going to be able to we're not going to just try and get a couple first downs. We're going to actually take this down and score. And when you do that, especially in a game like this, it's a huge confidence builder, and you could see the confidence grow and grow as they march down the field, and then the rest of the game was just much of the same.
Sure was. First possession to the second half, a field goal. Second possession of the second half.
Gets the snap, looks to throw, free rusher. Patterson avoids him, rolls around to the left, throws. He's got his receiver. Peoples shows at the 20, the 15, the 5, touchdown! Michigan, DPJ, tightroping down the sideline for a Wolverine score of 34 yards.
Then the third possession of the second half.
Clock running with 6:40 left to play. Roll right by Patterson, throws. It's caught. It's a touchdown. Jared Wangler has it. 7-yard touchdown, Michigan.
Big John, that's for you.
And an exclamation point on the Terps' next drive.
Hill throws and it's intercepted. Brandon Watson, this could be a pick six. He's at the 10, the 5. Brandon Watson goes the distance. Touchdown, Michigan.
It all added up to a 42-21 win over Maryland. And head coach Jim Harbaugh summed it up pretty easily in the postgame.
Well, really, I mean, look back in this game and players making plays is really the theme. Shea Patterson had a whale of a ball game, made a ton of plays, avoided pressures, rolled out, threw on the run, threw from the pocket, did a great job. Zach Gentry making plays, guys draped on him and making catches, and thought he played extremely well. Devin Bush had another big game, and there was a Brandon Watson making the big play. There was it was all over the place where players making plays.
As simple as that, John. Players making plays.
Well, and they've been doing that all season long. And when you have offensively a quarterback like Shea Patterson, who, when he's given time, can deliver the ball downfield to players like Nico Collins, Donovan Peoples-Jones, you're talking about playmakers. When you have a guy that can get outside the pocket when it breaks down and extend plays, and it doesn't matter if he's rolling to his right or to his left, and be able to find guys like Zach Gentry, Ronnie Bell, that's playmakers. When you have an offensive line that moves a defensive line like they did for Maryland against Maryland today, and Caron Higdon runs the way he does, that's playmakers. And when you have the ability to run the football, the ability to pass the football, and guys stepping up to do that, that is what you need for a Michigan offense to be successful. And defensively, I mean, you know, Brandon Watson, you couldn't ask for a better result for him, a fifth-year senior who's had his ups and downs here, but he's playing extremely well right now, getting an opportunity to play and coming through. Devin Bush, you could go right down the list of all those guys, and Michael Dwumfor playing at an amazingly high level on the inside there before he got hurt, and we're hoping that it's nothing major. Anytime a guy goes off on a cart, you're never sure what's going on, but hopefully they'll run some tests on him and they'll find out it's not as serious as maybe we think right now.
For sure, definitely fingers crossed on that. It was one of just the few negatives in what ended up being a 42-21 win over Maryland. Let's go inside the locker room. Let's get more thoughts with John and head coach Jim Harbaugh.
Coach, a little bit of a delay at the beginning of the game. How proud are you of your guys coming out to play the way they did after that delay?
Well, really, I mean, look back in this game and players making plays is really the theme. Shea Patterson had a whale of a ball game, made a ton of plays, avoided pressures, rolled out, threw on the run, threw from the pocket, did a great job. Zach Gentry making plays, guys draped on him and making catches, and thought he played extremely well. Devin Bush had another big game, and there was a Brandon Watson making the big play. There was it was all over the place where players making plays.
Yeah, you talk about Zach Gentry, 112 yards tonight, 7 catches, both tops for him as in his career here. He seems to do an amazing job of finding holes in the secondary, and Shea obviously finding him.
Yeah, he did, and some of those were man to man coverages where it was type coverage, and Shea had to put the perfect throw on, and then Zach had to make the tight body, in traffic, contested catch. Thought our offensive line played extremely well. Caron Higdon went over 100 yards again, over 2,000 for his career. A lot of, tip of the cap to him. He's doing a great job. Ton of guys. I mean, we played a lot of guys on the defensive line. Hopefully, we'll see what some of the injuries are. Hopefully, they're not long-term ones. But we were playing a lot of people today, and a lot of guys stepped up.
You talked about the offensive line, and they seem to be gaining confidence every week. Is this another step in the right direction for these guys?
I think they're a confident group. Their play, no question, is getting sounder and sounder, and it's physical. Ben Bredesen, Caesar, doing a heck of a job, and John Runyon's having a really good season. Michael Wainu's playing really well. Juwan's come so far. Ed Warner's done a tremendous job coaching the guys, and I thought our secondary was good today. No penalties from the secondary, and a lot of good play. I mean, just a lot of really good things today, John, from a tough team. We knew this was going to be a real football fight.
And defensively, they didn't even get 100 yards rushing until late in the second half. It really seemed like they were flying around today.
Yeah, they were. It was you know, close to being an epic defensive performance. It was shaping up to be that good, and then we started running out of some guys at the end. And but it was a great defensive game, and Brandon Watson looked really fast, I'll tell you that. I mean, he made that catch and was going down the sideline. That really sealed things up, and outstanding. Players making plays. It was a good feeling to watch from the sideline, and you know, watch Shea distributing the ball and Grant making catches. Donovan Peoples again, and another really good game for him. Nico makes a big play for us once again. Ben Mason is his package is expanding every single week. Great to see Jared Wangler get that big touchdown on that long drive. And speaking of long drives, putting a 95-yard drive together, we haven't done that in a while. That was great to see the offense executing at a high level.
And Ronnie Bell, two catches this year, two touchdowns.
Ronnie Bell. I mean, he was one of my favorite recruits in the class. Comes up with that was a huge play before the half, to get that touchdown and concentration that he had coming across the middle. That's not easy for any receiver. Guys that have been playing a long time, struggle sometimes with that. But make that big touchdown catch across the middle, Ronnie Bell.
Any look ahead to Wisconsin next week, prime time?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely want to get our guys back tomorrow and get treatment, get their bodies feeling better, and see where we're at. But, yeah, we're going to be turning our focus right to Wisconsin.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.
There's head coach Jim Harbaugh after Saturday's win. Now let's hear from some of the players. We begin with Doug Karsh's conversation with Captain Higdon.
25 carries, 103 yards for Caron Higdon, who goes over 2,000 for his career. How'd it feel out there today?
It felt great. It was a strong fight. We knew it was going to be a dog fight out there. We came to play, man, and it showed each and every play. I'm so proud of our offense and our team as a whole.
Talk about the run blocking a little bit, because it felt like this today. It was a consistent 4 to 5 yards per carry for you.
Those are the favorite games. I talked about that last week against Northwestern. Guys are going to key on the run game now. We've been having some success. So we expect defenses to really try and take away our run. And we got some strong guys up front, and they're not going to let that happen.
We got to talk about Shea's performance, making plays happen when pass protection did break down. The play to Donovan Peoples-Jones, he pulled that like a rabbit out of a hat.
Yeah, man, that was amazing. But I've seen that guy make those plays and many more in practice. And so I really wasn't that shocked. I'm just excited for him. He had a heck of a day, and I'm proud of him.
Obviously, the pass protection was pretty good. Some of the deep balls, it looked like he had all day. And you guys are a part of that from the running back position. But whether it's you or the offensive line creating opportunities to get the ball downfield, giving your quarterback time, good job today, it looked like.
Yeah, they did a heck of a job up front. The backs did a great job as well. And like you said, Shea was able to make something out of it, man. And, that's what it's all about. When the offense is clicking together, you make great plays.
How about the 95-yard drive you guys had? They backed you up. You were down in the game, and you guys go 95 yards in 11 plays.
Man, that's incredible. That takes a gut check right there. A lot of guys break down when you got long drives like that. But we dug deep, but it didn't just start with today. We've been doing things like that since summer workouts, and it just showed today.
Caron, next week you've got Wisconsin coming in here, night game. I don't know if you've flipped the page already, but obviously a big one is looming. Talk about your anticipation for next Saturday night.
We expect it to be another dogfight. It's another Big Ten play. Wisconsin got us last year. We got them the year before. We know what to expect. We played them 2 years back-to-back, and I think it's going to be a good run.
Okay. Perhaps most importantly, you were on John Jansen's podcast this week, and you had a quote. I want to know, today did you run through anyone's face?
Of course. I ain't get 106 by 103 by just not doing it. I ran through someone's face every play. And it's thanks to my O-line, my fullbacks. They did a great job setting it up for me.
Caron, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
103 yards on the ground from Caron Higdon. He was outstanding. And really everyone on the offense contributed, including Grant Perry, in more ways than one. Here's Grant with Doug.
Grant, overall your thoughts on the offensive performance today?
We started off, we came, three and out to begin with, but then, we were downhill from there in a good way, not a bad downhill. But we played fast, physical. Coach Harbaugh said we're known as a good team now, physical team. So that's always good momentum going into a big game next week.
How about some of your quarterback play back there from Shea Patterson? The ability to make plays with his feet. The touchdown pass to Donovan Peoples-Jones, he kept that play alive, allowed his receiver to get open. I guess talking to you guys, it sounds like you're used to it, but take us through that skill set and how much that benefits you guys.
Yeah, you know, a guy that can make plays on his feet really helps. You know, we work scramble drill a lot in practice because we know it's going to take more than one guy to, you know, get him down. And, you know, on that one play to Donovan, you know, he kind of juked me out because I thought he was going to go right, but he did a little twirl back to the left. And, you know, that just shows, you know, what he's capable of.
You threw a pass today, and I couldn't tell if you were more excited about it or disappointed. Take us through that play.
Yeah, that's been in the works for like 4 years now. And, you know, it was a great look. Sean was wide open. Nico was wide open. And all I had to do was, you know, put a good ball on Sean and he would have scored. But you know, I look at the bright side. You know, I'm 1-for-1, 100% completion percentage at Michigan. So, not bad.
when you got to the sideline, you looked excited and your teammates, and you just kept shaking your head like you were disappointed you didn't lead him a little more.
Yeah, I told Sean I owe him like a bag of chips or a meal or something, man, because I know he would have scored that if I gave him a good ball.
Talk about young receiver Ronnie Bell stepping in. He's now got 2 catches for 2 touchdowns in his career, and that was a big one. Shea scrambled through across his body and in traffic. It looked like he was going to get hit, but got away and scored.
Yeah, he made a great play. You know, he was on the backside, so kind of a late read, and he did his job and showed up and didn't get hazy with the DBs in the picture. You know, came through, caught it, and it was a big play, gave us some momentum.
Maybe one of the biggest drives of the game, and I think actually it was where you did throw your pass, a 95-yard drive. You're in a tight ball game early, you're backed up on your own goal line, and you guys go 95 yards in 11 plays.
Yeah, we worked that a lot, you know, Wednesday and Thursday. We worked, you know, backed up, you know, just working on those long drives, and, you know, just, you know, keep the Maryland offense off the field and give our defense a break. So, you know, I know the defense appreciates, you know, getting some rest, and we like touchdowns, so it was a good drive.
All right, you got Wisconsin coming in next week. You guys, of course, lost to them last year. This is a huge game under the lights. Have you turned the page already?
Yeah, and I know the guys are ready to get to, you know, this big night game, you know, but we're going to take it day by day this week, you know, really work on, you know, some mistakes we made in the game this past week and really just focus on, you know, Wisconsin and you know, getting the win.
Ryan Perry, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Let's stay on that Michigan offense and catch up with Donovan Peoples-Jones.
First of all, offensively, 42 points. You guys got to be pretty pleased with the output today.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we came out here and executed. We had a couple of mishaps, but we kept strong through the game plan and executed what we had to do today.
Obviously, your touchdown was pretty spectacular. Shea, I don't know if you saw it on the replay, all he did before he got the pass off to you, but did you see that?
Yeah, man. Shea is a wonderful athlete. Shea is a wonderful athlete, and, you know, his ability to extend plays just make him such a great player.
And when you caught the ball, it looked like you hesitated a second, and then that sideline just opened up for you.
Oh, man, I had the best blocks in the world. Like, all I had to do was catch the ball and run to the end zone.
Obviously, Ronnie Bell making a play for you guys, too. Oh, yeah. That young kid's making some plays now.
He's a playmaker. You know, he needs the ball. We all need the ball. He's a great player.
And you're healthy. You took a big hit there.
Yes, I feel great.
Obviously, a big game next week. Talk about, I'm sure you guys are probably turning the page pretty quick to Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Game plans going in pretty soon. You know, we got to get a win. We got to fix what we didn't do well today.
Donovan, thanks for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And wrapping up our player interviews, here's Doug with Tyree Kinnell of the Michigan defense.
Tyree, let's just start with your overall thoughts on the defensive performance today.
I thought we played well. We had a very good stretch of playing good ball, and we were getting them off the field pretty early. And, you know, they're a good offense. They do a lot of different things, a lot of motions, and a lot of things to try to get us off balance. And I thought we did good and executed the game plan today. There were some couple holes that happened later in the game, but overall, I thought we played great defense today.
There was a point in the game, end of the first quarter, second quarter, defense is on the field. You're down 7-3 after the long touchdown on the kick return. Rashawn Gary wasn't playing, was in the middle of the defensive huddle out on the field talking to the guys. Do you remember that moment? Do you remember what he said?
Yeah, I mean, he was supportive all week and all game. You know, he knew, he wasn't going to be able to play this week, and he was here for us all week, and throughout the game, he was on the sideline with us, and it was great to have his support out there. You know, it felt like he was out there. He just wasn't really playing.
the challenge of defending Maryland, a lot of jet sweeps. They do a lot of, like, pulling the rabbit out of a hat in the backfield with the football. What made it tough to defend the jet sweeps and some of the other stuff they had a little success with?
The thing is that they're good at what they're doing, and, you know, they stay disciplined to that, and they try to have a good game plan against our defense. And, you know, they had a couple of good runs, but overall I thought we played well against it, and, you know, we stopped it for the most part, and especially at halftime. I think they only had, like, 20 yards at half, so we did really good. You know, they didn't stop fighting. They got a couple good runs on us at the end of the game, but, you know, I thought we played good.
Tyree Kennell with us in the Michigan locker room. Wolverines win. One of the more popular plays in the game, I would say, was Brandon Watson's pick six for the touchdown when he got to the sidelines. You guys mobbed him. He refused to talk to us. He's not a talker. So what do you think he would say if we asked him about that play?
I mean, Brandon's an old guy here, you know, and he's been working hard, you know, especially for moments like this. And, you know, if I had to say something, what he would say, he's just blessed. And, you know, he's just doing everything the right way in this program. And that's what happens when you do right, good things, you know, good things are going to come. So he's doing good, and I'm happy for him to get a big play like that.
After the Notre Dame game, everybody looked at the schedule and said, well, the goal's got to be to get to 5-1 before you face Wisconsin, and you guys don't look past any opponent clearly, but you've done that now with a huge game looming. How ready do you guys feel for that challenge next Saturday night?
Our confidence boost is extremely high right now, 5 straight wins, and, you know, we can't wait. We're back home. It's going to be prime time, and, you know, our fans are going to be behind us, and get after, you know, we owe these guys one. You know, we went to their place and they beat us, so we owe them one.
Tyree Kennell, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it.
Brian, back to you.
Doug, thank you. So Michigan now 5-1 heading into next weekend's marquee clash at night at the Big House with Wisconsin. 5-game win streak, John. Obviously, all Michigan could do after that week one loss to Notre Dame. But skeptics want to see Michigan get that perceived, quote-unquote, big win. John, I'll ask you. How is Michigan different in advance of this next big game?
Well, I think they've grown a tremendous amount. And, you know, the skeptics can say whatever they want, but we can only play the games that are on our schedule. We took care of business. We went out there and won the games we were supposed to win. And so when you look at how we won them, okay, we played Nebraska and we played Western Michigan, and we dominated those games basically from the start of the game. SMU, we battled a little bit at the beginning, but we took care of business. Northwestern, we got down 17-0, and this team showed great resolve and resiliency to be able to fight back in the second half on the road and get a big win. And you could hear it in the locker room. You could hear it in the voices of the guys as they talked all week long. There's a certain confidence that you get in a win like that. Then you fast forward to this week. It's homecoming. There's a rain delay. It's just another little bit of a wrench thrown in for these guys, and they handled it tremendously. So to be able to come out and perform the way they did and dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, I think this team right now has as much confidence as we've seen a Michigan football team have in some time. Now you look ahead to Wisconsin and you say, okay, this is the best team that they've played since Notre Dame, and it's going to be the best test to see. Are these lessons, have they been learned, or is it just a mirage? What are we looking at? And that's the question that has to be answered Saturday night in big-time game.
And, John, we'll talk about this plenty on Wednesday's podcast, but just give us your initial X's and O's thoughts on the matchup with the Badgers.
Offensively, they're a team with Jonathan Taylor that can obviously put a lot of yards on the ground. They're extremely effective. They've got one of the best offensive lines in the country. Alex Hornibrook hasn't progressed like I think they wanted him to. So if we can try and corral Jonathan Taylor and make them throw the ball, I think Alex Hornibrook's going to throw us the ball a couple of times. Defensively, they play a 3-4 defense, and they've got 7 of 9 linebackers back from last year, so they've got a lot of experience at that position. They're big in the middle. They're athletic at that nose guard position. So it will be an extreme test to see if this offensive line, if they learned against SMU, if they learned against Nebraska about playing a 3-4 defense, about communicating, about different ways that a 3-4 defense can attack them and how they can move around and how do you identify who those linebackers are and who's blitzing, who's not. Those are all things that we've had an opportunity to take a look at. And we also have to realize that because Wisconsin runs the ball so much, we're only going to get a select few possessions. So each possession is going to matter because they're going to eat up some clock. We have to take advantage when we have the ball and put points on the board.
So there you go. Michigan 5-1 heading into that Wisconsin game on Saturday night. 42-21 the final. Wolverines double up Maryland. We hope you enjoyed this edition of In the Trenches. Go Blue.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of In the Trenches with John Jansen. In the Trenches with John Jansen is an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.